It's October 15th, 2010. Hello and welcome to Media Shift 4-Minute Roundup, or 4MR, where I condense new media news for you in 4 minutes each week. My name is Mark Glazer. I'm executive editor of PBS Media Shift, covering the intersection of media and technology. This episode of 4MR is brought to you by Carnegie Knight News 21, an alliance of 12 journalism schools in which the top students tell complex stories in inventive ways. See tips for spurring innovation at learn.news21.com. Now, here's the news. Bill Kling, the outgoing CEO of the American Public Media Group, has a big plan. According to a story by Newsonomics' Ken Doctor, Kling hopes to raise $100 million to expand local newsrooms in 4 markets: New York, Chicago, Los Angeles, and Minneapolis. And those would be at public radio station WNYC in New York, WBEZ in Chicago, KPCC in Los Angeles, and Minnesota Public Radio in the Twin Cities. And we're talking about big expansions, bringing their newsroom totals to 100 reporters and editors who'd be focused first on digital and multimedia instead of radio only. And Kling tells Doctor that the jobs he would add would be good jobs for people who love journalism, hitting the 6 figures plus benefits. Kling's hope is that the $100 million would fund expansion for 5 years, and by then, the operations would figure out how to sustain themselves with membership drives, online sponsorships, and other new revenue models. I spoke to Ken Doctor today, and while he called the idea only aspirational at this time, he still believed it was noteworthy.
What I find intriguing about it is a large-scale effort. So we've seen a number of promising startups. We've seen from Bay Citizen, the Texas Tribune, and TBD. But they are tending to be smaller. TBD is the largest, of course. They tend to be smaller. Most of them are about a dozen people. And what I think is really intriguing about the public radio one is they're saying, how do we have a critical mass of new reporters to cover metro areas?
I asked Doctor about the chance for success with all the new nonprofit news initiatives and in public media. Can the nonprofit model really succeed in the long term in so many places?
To some degree, I think we're focusing too much on whether it's for-profit or whether it's nonprofit, because the real question is there a sustainable business model? And a nonprofit will need to have a sustainable business model as well, since the foundation money or the philanthropist money is only there to get started. So I think the business model question is that it is this time of, let 10,000 flowers bloom. There's a lot of different ways to do it, both for-profit and non-profit.
Now for this week's poll at Media Shift. The question is, Skype plus Facebook equals what? Our last poll question was, what do you think about AOL buying TechCrunch? 42% said TechCrunch should have stayed independent. 14% said it was a great way for Michael Arrington to cash out. And 14% said it was a big waste of money for AOL. Be sure to keep up to date with all the news, polls, and events over at PBS Media Shift at pbs.org/mediashift and our sister blog, Idea Lab, at pbs.org/idealab. Thanks to podcast sponsor News 21, along with PBS and the Knight Foundation, for making this podcast possible. Until next time, remember, if you're a media consumer, media mixer, or media maker, shift happens.